doing? Where you got 3 o'clock? What are you doing? He's going the wrong way. You know what it is? G. Bush had some. There's got to be some people over there that he had to say hi to first. Bold move out of him, but he's a man of the people. So I like that. I like that he'd be like, "Hey, JP, I can't do the radio thing right now. I got to make sure that some fans of G. Bush are taken care of."
Yeah, we know this about G. Bush.
That's what I'm thinking. That's the guess that I have.
Yeah, I don't see him. Lost total sight of him.
He went around the corner. He went where MJ Emerson went to.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe G. Bush is going to check on MJ Emerson. He's going to be like, "I'm going to get this firsthand. I'm going to go inside the medical tent. I'm going to figure out where this goes." I don't even know what is beyond there. I've never made my way beyond the section that G. Bush went to, but maybe he's got some hookup that we don't know
about. That's where all the fan festivities are.
He looked like I was like waving him over as if he didn't have the responsibility of being here at 3 o'clock.
No, not at all. Very bold move for him to turn the corner, go the other way, and then wave back at us and say, "Hey, I know I'm supposed to be on air right now, but I'm going to go over this way and take care of some business first."
Like it's 3:03. How fine. Call up Earl. Bring Earl over here. He can do a couple minutes. What a bold play by G. All right. We're going to get some of his reaction. Big news of the day right now is MJ Emerson was left on a cart. And what's so fascinating to me about this, and what I'll think about for a while, we'll talk about the football ramifications of this. And if you want some time to call in, go ahead, feel free. We got some open lines for you guys. 216-474-0092 is how you get a hold of us. But we got text from Keith, our boss, during that Quick Hit segment, and it was of the Mike Garofolo tweets. What's interesting, though, is that the tweet, I don't know, I wasn't checking my phone. I genuinely just looked over to the side at the exact moment that MJ Emerson was then leaving in a cart and going over, but I couldn't tell it was MJ Emerson. I could just tell because the jersey wasn't on and he had a towel over his face, so I could just tell that it was a player and something wasn't right, but I couldn't see his face because he had the towel over it. And now that obviously we then got the text and everything like that and the tweets, and apparently he was down for a substantial amount of time. And so after his injury, Daniel Oyafusi tweeted out that the Browns finished the 7-on-7 with Dylan Gabriel and Sanders getting a set of plays, and now they're into a game-winning drive situation. And then Flacco led the first team unit into field goal range, so did Gabriel, and we're kind of moving on from there. But it was a very emotional scene here, and it's kind of taken over the entire practice as people have put together the idea that not only was MJ Emerson down, but MJ Emerson was down for a while, and this does not look good when you are this amount of days into training camp and we're starting to have some injuries pile up. But this is, in my opinion, this is what happens when you decide you don't want to have Cap Cupcake anymore. Like when you don't want to have an easy going camp. And listen, I don't judge Stefanski for taking this approach because he had a soft camp last year. They ended up with the fourth most amount of injuries in the entire NFL anyway. So the injuries part got to him as it was anyway. But he ended up with a soft camp, didn't seem like they were prepared, didn't seem like they were ready, and he had to do something a little bit different. Now, again, we'll find out if this was a non-contact injury or if this was him getting banged up as we got pads out on these guys. We'll find out more information as we go. But this almost feels like this is just the cost of doing business sometimes. If you're going to run a tougher camp, if you're not going to be Camp Cupcake, then this is sometimes the result of that. And this is what Stefanski is going to have to judge and try to balance out. Past couple seasons, he clearly thought to himself, "I need to make sure that these guys are healthy for week one. That is the most important thing. Get them healthy, get them there." Well, you notice this offseason, after having the fourth most amount of injuries in the entire NFL this last year, you notice what they did. They fired Joe Sheehan. They fired nearly 10 different people on their training staff. Like, they wanted to do things a little bit differently. They wanted to treat training camp a little bit differently. Like, the early report from everyone that's been here over the past couple days, this is no longer just an easy camp. Well, sometimes that result is what happened with MJ Emerson. All right, let's bring our buddy G. Bush into the equation. G, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man?
I can't hear you yet, but we'll get there. I'm trying to figure out where you went.
We went around.
You went around?
Yeah. Well,
okay, hold on. We're gonna get you lined up. You just wait right there. We'll get you lined up, and then we'll get your reaction off of MJ Emerson and everything associated with the MJ Emerson injury. Because I don't know if you saw as you were going around there, MJ Emerson did leave on a cart, and so we got to discuss all that. So wait, did you have some fans of the show? What was going on?
Maybe I need to switch this
one. Do you need to switch helmets? I called it a helmet. It's a mic.
Right.
What's funny about that, though, is that I think you're right. I think you needed to switch that one. Yeah, there we go. You good?
Let me do this.
All right, we're just going to have G. Bush just hang on the corner for a little bit, and then we'll get this squared away. I'm sorry. I apologize to you for being like, you're going to be in the corner now, but the show must go on, and then we'll get your MJ Emerson reaction as soon as we possibly can. But like, this is part of the deal. When you don't have a camp that's easy, you're going to end up with some sense of, are we doing this the right way? Or are we not doing this the right way? You can just speak at any point. If I hear you, I hear you. So the problem here is that with MJ Emerson now being out, and we don't know how long he's going to be out for, maybe this is a Justin Fields situation where he was back playing in 24 hours. You know, maybe it's a Justin Fields situation where all of a sudden everything's okay and everyone made a big deal about it when it really wasn't that big of a deal. But you're starting to see parts of this defense. JOK obviously not there and is not coming back. It's not happening. And now you have MJ Emerson, who I legitimately feel like is a really, really good corner when he's not playing through injuries like he did last season. I'll maintain it for as long as I need to maintain it. I was convinced that he was playing through injuries. He was playing through something that maybe wasn't the greatest for him, and that's why we saw MJ Emerson suffer. So it's early. It's early. But you can't have so many different injuries pop up and then evaluate and think to yourself everything's all right. Like, even the Kenny Pickett injury. Now, Kenny Pickett was running down the field trying to celebrate an 80-yard touchdown. That wasn't because this was an easier camp or a harder camp relative to years past. That's not what that was.
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah, there I go. Here
all
I
right,
go.
All right, G. All right, so first off, what were you doing over there? Were you saying hi to, like, YouTube friends or what?
Listen, you know, when you, I heard somebody say, G. Bush.
Yeah.
But it happened to be more than one. So one of those people were you. I didn't, you know,
Yeah, I'm over here. I'm like flagging you down. I'm like, hey, it's 3:02. You're supposed to be here at 3.
You're looking around.
You want to do the show? Or
I was looking around. They called me. I was like, yeah. I was in my car when you was talking about the MJ Emerson.
And
And I was like, hold on. What happened? But I forgot. I'm like, hold on. But, yeah, I probably should go, like, be on the radio because they're talking about MJ Emerson.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that thing. So that is wild. So people were calling me. I go
okay,
back,
people were calling you. Okay.
And I looked around. I said, hold on. This is a hospitality tent. This ain't – there's no microphones back here. There's a whole bunch
okay,
of people.
Okay, you just went to the wrong tent.
The wrong tent.
I thought we made eye contact.
Yeah, listen, it looks
what
like
happened?
That. It looks like that with the shades. I got the – they shade, right? And then and I'm looking like, hold on. Who said that? Like, and when I take these off, I'm starting
you
to
get – you looked me dead in my eye.
I was looking at you. He was like, bro. He came out to the – he said, I'm at the corner, man. Yeah. I'm at the corner. So.
You're at the corner. So you went to the other corner.
I'm like, okay.
Okay.
But listen, that hurts.
So let's talk about MJ Emerson. Woo! So MJ Emerson, the cart came rolling on over here. He had the towel over his face. Mike Garofolo is reporting that it's some sort of knee injury. We don't know how substantial the knee injury is yet, but it's some sort of knee injury. So it's obviously not great for anyone involved. The other update on that was there was no weight on his left leg as he was up with the cart.
Listen, so here's where I knew it was all bad.
Yeah.
When you said his fellow compadres, his DBOG brothers, his brethren, was coming out to you, giving him that pound, listen, I done been on a bunch of carts. I done tore all my, you know, a lot of, and we're not going to speculate and say that's what it is. I want to put that out there in the community. But anytime that you cannot put weight on your leg and you have a towel and you're visibly shaken and you're visibly frustrated and upset, MJ Emerson, he had a new number change, contract year. I heard what you said. I definitely agree. I thought MJ Emerson played a little injured last year, including David Njoku.
It's the only thing that makes sense. I thought a lot of those guys were doing that, but I thought MJ Emerson in particular is the one I highlight. He was too good 2 years ago.
Right.
And then was so good. You know the other spot that he was good in? It was training camp last year. I remember talking to Matthew Collar, who covers the Vikings, and he's been around the NFL for a million years. He knows a lot of these guys. But it was interesting. I remember talking to him. He's the one that actually told us for the first time that the Browns' offense was just absolute doo-doo and was just awful.
And we kind of glazed over that.
It was a massive story, though. No, right. it was a massive story because we were like, wait a second. Who is this guy to say that our offense stinks? He's like, listen, I've been around the NFL for 20 years. This offense stinks, okay? This isn't good. But I remember talking to Matthew last year, and Matthew was like, who's MJ Emerson? And I go, all right, fair. I get it. You cover the Vikings. You're not going to know every player on the Browns. Little surprising you don't know who MJ Emerson is, but I'm not expecting you to know all 53 players on all 32 teams. That's ridiculous, right? I go, MJ Emerson was really, really good last year. I think he's going to be one of the best corners in the league this upcoming season. Pay attention to him. He goes, MJ Emerson was the only one that had a chance against Justin Jefferson. And he was killing it.
Hey, when that came down, I thought MJ Emerson was on track to having an all-pro season and having his name mentioned as, hey, the Cleveland Browns might got two of the best corners, three of the best corners in the league.
Right.
And he, you know, they talked about how Justin Jefferson gave him his peas.
That's right. That's
right. He gave him his flowers.
That's right. He did.
And say, "Hey, man, he's one of the best." So it's tough to see that happen. And by the way, they're pulling it up right now. Usually, they're not pulling it up like that. There's a discussion going on.
I'm telling you, there's a different vibe since that injury.
Yeah.
Like something is like maybe they're realizing that we went a little bit too hard in the paint here.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to dial this one back because we can't be losing MJ Emerson's every single day of camp.
So now you take a look at it. And we talked about the situation with Kenny Pickett. And by the way, I was out there today that Kenny Pickett, you know, had the hamstring. I thought he had his best day. I thought he moved the pocket. He was using his legs a lot. He had a couple touchdowns on the goal line. And so I'm like, oh, Kenny is playing well. And then they asked the next day. The news comes out, and they say, well, he had the MRI, and we're not going to really speak on that. Anytime you got the MRI, that's not a thing. They don't just do that just to do it and waste money.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, trust me, try to have an MRI done without your insurance company knowing. That's the quickest phone call you'll ever get. Whoa, who said anything about the MRI? You got to go CAT scan, X-ray.
They're trying to put you in the machine. Yeah, and you're right. Like, no, this isn't covered.
We're not
doing this.
Then you figure out the hard way to get that bill. But the MJ Emerson thing is tough because if the Cleveland Browns are going to overachieve or have more wins than we think they will.
Yeah,
it has to come through the defense.
Well, and you needed guys like MJ who were convinced. And again, there's a reason why I brought up the training camp story with Matthew for a reason. It's because it's not like he entered last season and then was just cooked the entire year.
Yeah,
like he was showing a lot of promise, showing a lot of growth, and then it just kind of went downhill. And that would tell me that he was dealing with some injuries. That would tell me that he was playing through some things, but. How many guys in the defensive side of the ball can I make that excuse for? Was it because the offense was so bad that it was putting some of these guys in just an awful situation and they were just having to play and try to pick up for the offense and they were probably gassed a little bit more? Or was there more situations like MJ Emerson where I just think he was injured?
Man, so it's one of them things where I've been on fields where you feel like there's no – on defense, it's a different thing. Defense is all about – attitude, personality, want to, dog, fight, all that good stuff. But you'll be surprised how much of that gets taken out of your soul when you realize, oh, we can't score no points.
Mm, yeah.
Listen.
You can pitch almost a perfect game and you still might not win.
It don't matter. Like, when you're seeing those checkdowns go down and you're not having no explosive plays and you realize that you're deficient, that puts a lot of stuff on players where either now you start to either, A, kind of dog it a little bit, and not give as much effort. And I think that's what happened to Juan Thornhill. I think that's one of the things that got him. He was – when you're used to playing at a high football level in other places.
Yeah, he was playing for Super Bowls.
And he playing for Super Bowls. So that wanes a little bit. But the second thing that happens is you see people start making business decisions. Hey, like, I'm going to be – I need to be out here, and I need to make more plays. And you start doing busting assignments and doing things and going rogue. So – it's never good. Hopefully, MJ Emerson, we get a report and hope he's better.
216-474-0092. Will the MJ Emerson injury impact the Browns and in what way? He went down. He left in the cart. We don't know the severity of it, but we're trying to figure out whether or not this will alter training camps moving forward because Stefanski took a different approach this season. I wonder if he goes back to the approach he had last year for this. 216-474-0092. G. Bush, Jonathan Peterlin, Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.